are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And a busy Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood ahead for you, brought to you by Mayadam and the Peer VA Clinic. And first off, joining us this morning from the Buchanan Elementary, Principal Ryan Noyes. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. Here we are in July, but you wanted to come and give us an update on how the construction phase is going. As we know, we've got a little bit more ahead, but it sounds like things are going really well.
They really are. We've got a great group of people from Sharp and all over our community working up there, getting things ready for the start of the school year. And that's really the name of the game right now. How much can we get done before the school year starts?
Right. And, you know, the weather has been conducive, especially as of late. But people really, from the sounds of it, acclimated to things being a little different for getting to the school and dropping and picking the kids up.
Yeah, you know, there's a learning curve, certainly, anytime there's a change, but parents figured out what routes they needed to take and what worked best for their family. And then it was just a matter of making sure kids understand what the routine is. And from there, it was pretty smooth sailing.
And you've got a guest that you brought along with you that's kind of heading things up, I hear.
Yeah, this is Lenny from Sharp. He's our superintendent, our construction superintendent there. He's the guy that knows what's going on the ground level.
Keeping everything rolling and keeping things in line. And right now, Lenny, it sounds like you're getting ready to start a pretty big part of the project here.
Installing all the footings and foundation for the gymnasium, yes.
So that's going to be quite the chore. And, you know, thankfully now you've got a little more opportunity because, you know, with the class sessions being done, you can really get in there and do those things you need to do without, you know, worrying about people in school.
Right, yeah, extra traffic not needed.
So things are looking good for that. And what are we looking at? You know, people may be wondering kind of a timeline. What's the timeline right now for getting this all completed?
We're looking towards the end of August of next year.
Okay, so kind of right before the school year will get underway.
Yes.
Excellent. But things are moving along pretty well from the sounds of it.
Yes, they are.
Good, and we'll keep hoping, a little bit of rain here and there, but not the big downpours, because that kind of puts a kibosh on some things for you.
That's for sure.
But, that is going good, and Principal Noyes, it looks like, you know, things are progressing well and staying on schedule, and that's, you know, like we were talking about before we went on the air, it's not something you want to rush. You want to make sure things are done correctly, and, you know, the quality job is done, so it's going to last, you know, years and years.
Exactly. It's something that we've been hoping for and looking forward to for lots of years, is this upgrade to Buchanan School. You know, we've got situations, you know, where teachers have had to deal with crowded areas, and, you know, they do the best they can with what we have. And we know this addition is going to be really helpful for our staff, but, you know, it'd be really nice for our kids. You know, they can spread out a little bit and not feel so cramped. So.
And that's the end goal, just to have a great place for learning, for teaching, and for the kids that are going to be coming through, and the staff too. You know, it's just going to be a lot nicer of an upgrade.
And there's no question. Something we can all be proud of. You know, the other thing too, we talked about, what are we hoping to have accomplished by the start of the school year? Mm-hmm. There'll be some more sidewalks and access to kind of some of the sidewalks around the school. But again, keep in mind the front entrance of the school, that front parking lot, is not going to be accessible to parents, and you know, unfortunately, we have to limit a little bit of the traffic in the building because of that front door not being accessible, and so it's hard to maybe buzz parents in all the way down the hallway from the office, and, you know, running back and forth for a backpack or something. So we'll figure out a system that'll work. You know, maybe we'll have a drop box or whatever, and parents can drop items off there, and we can get to their children. But for the most part, it's, you know, inside and outside. It's a pretty big construction area, and just for the safety of everybody, we kind of need to limit traffic a little bit.
Yeah, that is definitely important to keep in mind, and also a reminder for the parents of students. It's going to be similar to how it was at the end of the year, so, you know, they got used to that. Just remember, that's how it's going to be this coming school year as well.
Correct, and, you know, that's really the only difference. That's a good point, is the inside of the school now is definitely a construction zone too. The, you know, the whole front end of the school is walled off, and, you know, ceiling down and wires being rerouted and whatnot. So again, just a big construction area, and we know that those are things that we have to do to get to where we want to be, and so those are things that we're happy to work around.
Yeah, it has to get a little messy and things before it gets better, but it sounds like the improvements are coming along really well, and it's going to be a really, really nice thing when it's all done.
Yeah, this will be great for our community, and we're just thankful that we get this new addition to our school, and we look forward to the completion.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for stopping in today and giving us an update, and we'll continue keeping an eye on how things are coming along.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you so much. There's Lenny McKenna and Principal Ryan Noyes joining us from Buchanan Elementary to give us an update here on People in Your Neighborhood. We'll be chatting with Tony from the Shortgrass Arts Council after these.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future. Too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
The Pierre VA Clinic is a community-based outpatient clinic located in the North Ridge Plaza. Pierre VA Clinic offers primary care, mental health, laboratory testing, and service referrals. If you're looking for excellent health care and dedicated caring providers and are a veteran, the Pierre VA Clinic is for you. Contact them at 605-945-1710 or myhealth.va.gov. There's no need to travel from Central South Dakota for routine care, yearly checkups, or testing. Contact the Pierre VA Clinic to enroll and to get more information.
And continuing along here on our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, joining me from the Shortgrass Arts Council, it's Tony. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always nice to have you here. And you folks are doing something fun each and every Thursday, actually through the end of next month.
That's right. You know, one of the signature events, and we've been here many times, and we're always appreciative of coming and talking about Shortgrass Arts Council, is one of our signature events for many years has been Tales on the River.
Right.
And Tales on the River is designed to be a weekly Thursday, as you mentioned, event where we get to talk, or we have presentations by people talking about interesting things, like, you know, different things, historical things, things about this area, about the Pier 4 Pier area. And we do that every Thursday at 7 o'clock at the 4 Pier Moose Lodge, every Thursday from now until mid-August. And it's a great event. I mean, you get to hear stories and about people that, you know, you might not have ever thought had great stories to talk about. So that's what we're doing coming up, and we'll be there again tomorrow night at the Four Pier Moose Lodge, and it is free to the public.
That is fantastic. So this would be a great thing for not only people who are new to the area to get a, you know, learn a little bit more about this area, but maybe folks who've been here a long time and just haven't heard these great stories.
You know, that's right. You know, we had, last week was a presentation about the Faith Lutheran mission trip to Mexico, where about 29 of them went and got involved and helped build a house and did mission work in, wow, in Mexico. And tomorrow we're going to have the Dirty Boot Band, which is a group of home school students who have recently put together their own band. So they'll be there to talk about how they write songs. And we really try to find people that have got interesting stories, do things that maybe you don't know. And it's a lot about, you know, promoting this area and the people of this area.
Absolutely. So that's going to be a great time. I've had the chance to see the Dirty Boot Band a couple different times at different venues, and some young kids that are decided to, you know, put a band together, and off they've gone and really gaining some notoriety.
That's right. You know, we've got a lot of, you know, as you know, the Pier 4 Pier area is fairly small, but mm-hmm. we have a lot of talented people here,
yes,
that we don't always think about, and they have different talents and they have different stories to tell, and Tales on the River is a chance to do that, to kind of promote those things. So that's what we're really looking forward to it. And it's a great event. And again, one thing is that the Ladies of the Moose offer a light dinner at about 6:15.
Okay.
For about $6 a plate. And then the event itself, which is free, starts at 7 o'clock at the Fort Pierre Moose Lodge. You will, you know, you don't, you know, whether you come every week or mm-hmm. once a couple times in the summer, you will hear an interesting story about what's going on in this area.
Absolutely. So, you know, grab a light meal, kick back, and listen to the stories. It's going to be a great time. So,
you know, and we couldn't do this without our sponsors. And if I could mm-hmm. just mention those.
Absolutely.
State Farm Insurance, Becky Potsdam Agency, Caitlin's Car Clinic, Pure Music Store, and the Fort Pierre Moose Lodge, of course.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's, again, this has become one of the signature events for Shortgrass Arts Council. And, you know, we just appreciate all the support. And, you know, just come out one night and just hear about something different for what's going on. And Cindy Dietrich, who helps organize this, mm-hmm. does a great job finding the speakers and finding people that are willing to do it. So we really encourage you to come out and learn a little bit more about this area and the people.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So each and every Thursday through the end of August.
That's right. About mid-August, yep. And, you know, and it's become a summer event, a, you know, traditional event here in the area. So we encourage you to be there.
All right. Well, thank you for putting that on. And, of course, the sponsors for helping you. And it's another great addition to the community.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
All right. Always good to have you here. So check out, yeah, the Tales on the River. Sounds like a whole lot of fun. If you haven't been yet, don't miss out. Go on out to the Moose Lodge this Thursday and through, as he said, through August. So there is a look at people in your neighborhood this morning. Again, brought to you by May Adam and the Pier VA Clinic.